A black resident living in Ybor City complained to the Tampa City Council today of profiling by Tampa Police Department officers. Joseph Butler lives in the Tampa Park Apartments, a public housing complex, to the immediate west of where the entertainment district begins in Ybor.
Our problem right now, we have three officers over there. Last night, for instance, this is about 1 o'clock in the morning. Young people going home, boom, they surround them with two cars, right? Get out, search. I'm a Korean War veteran. I can't walk out of my door on 7th Avenue and go to my bank without being asked, let me see your ID. Somebody just robbed somebody in Ybor. It's out of control. On Monday night, they were there with a black police dog sniffing at doors in the apartment.
Butler emphasized that he was accusing just some of the Tampa police officers from District 3 that walked the streets in Ybor.
Even the park over there, the kids can't even go in that park and play without being harassed by three cops. And I'm just wondering, can this council say profiling is not the order of Tampa?
That moved Councilwoman Linda Saul Sennett to say that the city should condemn the act of profiling.
That does not happen on Davis Islands. And if it did, I would be down here fussing. That's not right that the police are treating people as if they're guilty until they prove they're innocent. It's not right for people to not feel comfortable in their neighborhood with their neighborhood park. There has to be a balance.
Councilwoman Gwen Miller then proposed a motion to have the chief of police, Stephen Hogue, meet with the officers whose jurisdiction is Tampa Park Apartments.
And make sure he work out the details, what's going over there, the profiling. That should not happen. And like Ms. Sawson said, it doesn't happen in other part of the city, and I think that part of the city should be treated the same way. So I'm asking Chief Hogue to meet with District 3 police and make sure this stop immediately.